Arnie Palmy.
Tiger's best golfer of all time.
Mm-hmm. Of all time. Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Absolutely not even close.
No. Come on down and listen to the pod. You got Tone, Tom, Nick, Pat, Connor, Susie,
Big Where are you? I know, I was gonna. I was just gonna let it eat.
So when you're near to hear, you got nothing to lose. If you don't, then you're a sellout. Buddy, you're a spoon. Round of applause. Here come the boys. Oh.
Quit doing that. Welcome to the pod. Tony Diggs, joined by Ty Schmidt, Pat McAfee, Connor Campbell, Boston Connor, Nick Moraldo, Evan Foxy, and Cuban Z. And maybe, is Bill in here?
Yeah,
Bill, are we recording, by the way? And Billy, too. Bill is
thumbs
pissed.
Up.
You just got to say something egregious about him. He'll come in here.
Bill is pissed because you guys, a Shark Gang update, didn't let him into the fucking gang this
come
weekend.
On. What?
Not true.
What is that
I mean,
about?
I saw that Bill you was guys. An alien because you didn't let him in the gang.
Bill, you were an alien? I wasn't part of this.
All right. So my initial complaint was against the powers that be at Microsoft. I purchased a subscription. Mm-hmm. For Xbox Game Pass, which for $15 a month
gives you an OnlyFans account too.
Pretty much.
Of course.
Right. So the day after I signed up for this, GTA 5 taken off Game Pass. Can't play the game unless I spend $30.
Oh, well then spend $30,
Bill. Quit fucking shouting about it.
I aired out my complaint in the group chat, just thinking someone would give me a little bit of fucking sympathy.
You got body bagged.
Completely demolished.
I thought it was a good move.
And there wasn't even a chance to give you sympathy, Bill, before Foxy jumped in there trying to stir the pot with his antics.
Oh, yeah.
So everything comes down on me. Everyone, whatever. So I log on to my...
No. You and Foxy were on Bill's side.
Yeah.
I just think the Shark Gang needs Bill. Like Shark. Bill could bring this team together because when I saw them playing, Zeed's by himself getting killed by a purple alien. No backup. Bill would have been there.
When I found out, they were using me as bait. We got the alien right after, though, so we did successfully kill that alien.
That's what it's
but
all about.
There was sacrifice involved, but we did do it as a team.
That's going to happen. I mean, that's going to happen along the way. Like, people will die, but, you know, I mean, it's for a good cause.
Everyone in here has died for a good cause for the Shark Gang. It's not as if
I'll be honest, except for Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I did get on my computer account, not my Xbox account, and I did have some discussions with the Green Gang. I'm just weighing my options.
Oh. Right
now. Tell you what, Bill.
Okay, here we go. No,
tread carefully.
I mean, we have a chance to really have a double-edged sword here, though, if you can, you know, go in there as a rogue green alien to find out all their hotspots, find out where they're living, find out where the clubhouses are.
Also got no
are.
Problem spilling your brains all over the concrete.
I was
going to
say, why would Bill do that for you guys if you guys aren't treating him well?
What are you talking about? I had to buy the game. I mean, it's not our fault Bill's a cheapskate. So $30 to buy the thing.
You tell me $15 a month for 1,000 games or $30 a month for one game? I mean,
is there not time, think Bill. About it.
Is there one the other of those 1,000 games that you will play?
But just due to the numbers, I mean,
do the math. Think about it.
Bill, I mean, don't feel left out. I tried joining it, and they banned me as well.
Oh,
so
no.
We banned you, or did we send you 2 or 3 invites and you rejected them?
No.
Curveball. Hold on. Froze the batter.
Your narrative. Let's get the full story.
I got on, and I sent you guys a screenshot that I was on, and then I sent the invite to join the gang, and no one has accepted it. So,
jeez.
Wow.
I know.
That's weird because you got on, and we sent you an invite to play, and you just never showed up.
Foxy's at...
We tried, you know.
That's not true.
Even message popped up on my screen. ADiggs311 has rejected your request.
Whoa.
That's just not true.
Popped up
you
across
starting
my
your own game?
Shit. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to play, Tony, it's fine. You don't have to.
I mean, I was nervous about this. You guys are just a little too reckless, which is very entertaining, but it's not good when you're trying to form a good gang.
Pat, don't even bother trying anymore because they're not going to let you in.
I never will. Don't worry about it. Thought about getting the Xbox up and running this weekend, though.
Yeah?
Thought about it.
I think we have an account. We made an account for you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got an account for me?
Oh, yeah.
It's already ready.
Your invite's sitting there waiting. I know you won't reject it.
Well, I got to get there, but We created the account, the Xbox Live. It only lasts a month, so
unless I got you want 1 month to get that $10
down for a month. 3 weeks, I think, actually. Just get Jay up there.
So what happens here? I just need to plug in my Xbox, connect to the internet,
and
I
log in. You just got to create your online character, unless you want us to do it, but I think you would have way more fun with it.
Yeah. I doubt it. How long does that take?
Like 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes.
Okay, my internet's a little slow. What? So then I gotta load the game, right?
Yeah. And then which I found out, you gotta do a few missions before you're even allowed to join Shot Gang.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was gonna do those missions for you. So right when you log in, it's just you're ready to kill some perps and greens.
That's the way.
That's
to
a team
it.
Player.
Zito, this is why Zito's the leader of the gang.
No. Yep. I agree. I am the. I forgot what my.
He's a commissioner.
He's got the money too.
That's my commissioner.
Hey,
right
listen,
there.
Yeah.
Zito's my commissioner.
My commissioner. That's right.
My commissioner.
Zito's your commissioner?
Oh yeah.
I spent $9 million to try to upgrade my flying bike.
See that?
I didn't even have to spend the $9 million.
Didn't even have to spend the $9 million, but he's going to do it anyways.
We got a terabyte now. It's a humongous fighting truck.
Yep.
And I have a nightclub now.
That's
what I got. I got headphones. I put in my Raycons. I put in my Raycons. They connect to Xbox.
Raycons. Can you do wireless earbuds?
I wish you could. I do not think so. No, you cannot.
That's sweet. Xbox. They got to gouge you. You got to get the appropriate headset for the controller.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to hear anything.
We'll also make sure we got something for you for that.
Yeah,
well.
Got an extra headset.
We'll get you one of those headsets.
Yeah, got one at the house.
The next month, I don't...
No. We got one at the house, an extra one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit, am I in this gang tonight?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, they could give it to Foxy, but he's being a stooge about it, so we'll give it to you.
And we asked Foxy
You can have it, Pat.
Times.
Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Yep. So I'm getting Foxy's...
It's busy outside riding his bicycle.
Yeah, we found out that Foxy went on a tandem bike ride this weekend.
I didn't. I don't know where that came from.
Licking soft serve ice cream.
Sounds fun. I mean, that sounds delightful.
What did you guys do this weekend, man? I'm in a bad spot. I'm at rock bottom of Netflix.
I
somehow just tapped into Amazon a little bit. I tried to do a little something over there. It's nothing.
Have you tried the Apple shows?
Yeah, I did the morning show or whatever. Yeah. Is there any
I think that's the only one.
There's like three other ones.
C isn't bad. I didn't mind C. Jason Momoa, everyone. Do you like CIA shows? Because Jack Ryan's on Amazon. That's a good show.
Oh, that's an old cousin from The Office.
Yes. Yeah, Krasinski. Jimmy Krasinski. I'm just so used to doing nothing that it's just like a.
Yeah, but you play the video games, right?
Yeah. So that does help pass the time. but that's still doing nothing. Like you're still just sitting on the couch, nothing.
But you're occupying your time.
Time flies. Busy work,
For those of us that don't do video games and have listened to the Shot Gang talk here for a long time,
correct.
Like, it's getting to the point where there's literally nothing to fucking do at this point.
There's 8 more heists we could do.
Yep, you can watch the Shot Gang as well.
That is like I don't watch TV at all anymore. Nothing. Like just never, never turn the TV on unless it's for like The Last Dance or something like that. Yeah.
You know what I've watched a lot of? Every episode probably. Shock Tank.
Shock Tank is good.
I haven't seen you guys on there yet.
Shock Tank walk into it.
This is what we got. This is what we can do.
Has there been anything? Are they running new ones? Is there new? Here's my question. I thought everything in the world had been invented. You're telling me there's new companies and new inventions happening
on Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Everything's patent pending, bro. You know, and everything's can you outmarket this other company? My favorite is when people walk in there and say, "I'm giving up 0.5% of my company for $15 million. And then they go, let me see your numbers.
That evaluation is way off.
That every time the valuation's a big problem. That's what I've learned. The valuation excuse is your easiest way out of any investment in there. Mark Cuban used Shark Tank, though, by the way, as a way to display his business acumen to the people. He said that whenever he was talking about the NBA coming back to the thing. He says, I think the American people trust my business judgment now. And that's a factual statement.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what 1,000%.
That's what Shark Tank has done.
I just don't know how they're still pumping out episodes because there's literally nothing left to invent. In my mind, wheel, paperclip, pull Fire. Noodle, sticky noodle. We've got them all already. I don't understand. Like, there's nothing left.
Wi-Fi. Where else do you go? Mm-hmm. Yeah. UFOs are real now. What else do we need?
Just like movies. Like, there's all the stories are taken.
Yeah. Music.
That's why there's so many remakes. That's why music stinks now.
All the beats are taken.
Have you guys seen the new Bill Burr movie coming out?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pete Davidson. He plays his dad, his stepdad.
He plays Pete Davidson's dad.
It's a Judd Apatow movie, yeah.
Stepdad, sorry. He's a firefighter. His real dad died.
Now, the trailer's pretty funny.
I was laughing pretty hard.
Is Pete Davidson funny?
You got to take him with a grain of salt. Is that the same?
I don't know, honestly. I really don't. Yeah, I've never seen him anything. Today I saw for the first time. I heard my first ever Tekashi 6ix9ine song today.
She a dick rider, the dick dies.
You a stupid dummy, stupid.
Are you dumb or are you stupid or are you dumb? That really yells a lot.
Foxy, that's your guy? That's your generation guy?
That's Mitt.
Yeah, Mitt is a big 6'9 guy.
Emmett?
Yeah.
For those of you guys, for those of you who don't know, Emmett is our new intern and is 21.
Mm-hmm. Good
for him. So it is his guy. And I don't get it.
He was playing up the fact that he was a rat in his video, which is...
Oh, he's throwing it in people's faces.
I think the best way
to... No, like, that's the cool thing now?
Well... You a dick ride on dick ride, you stupid dumb.
Tekashi apparently had to move because he leaked his own address or something in like a Instagram
neighbor,
post.
I watched it this weekend. His neighbor started Snapchatting him. It was an Instagram video putting together. All his neighbors were Snapchatting him in the neighborhood.
Oh.
So he had to get up and move because the feds have said, hey, you're probably dead within an hour or so.
This guy's getting a hollow tip to the brain within the next like month and a half.
Well, that's my thing. Like, who do you snitch on?
An entire gang.
Yeah, the gang.
Oh, yeah. But like, are they? I don't think I should say this. Are they getting? Why isn't he dead yet? I'll phrase it that way. I don't want to call a gang soft.
Oh, because
oh, you're saying gang? I don't think
so. I believe he read out the top dogs. To my understanding, so
okay.
And I assume
it sounds like he left the gang in shambles.
But like, where I come from, my people,
Italians.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he would not. He'd be sleeping with the fishies by now.
Well, I think he was in solitary confinement.
I was going to say they've been hiding him. Right?
And if I tell you to put a body in the mosh, it means fucking put a body in the mosh.
Well, oh, if it was shotgun, we'd have devoured him.
Not in the weeds where Tom, Dick, and Jerry get his dick sucked on a Tuesday. We'll find you.
Yep. Bill. Amen to that.
I think
he's been in solitary confinement. Like, I don't think there's been a lot of people around him.
Yeah.
But he's been out for like at least... a month.
Yeah, he's in with like witness protection, right? So like,
not really.
Listen, yeah, we know people though in WitPro. You will find that list.
Oh yeah,
WitPro.
Yeah, it's not true. WitPro. They just gave him a house in New York, and they were like, "Lay low here."
Long Island.
Oh, he's on the island too.
Jeez.
He has to stay within the state of New York. So
right near the Gambinos.
The Instagram video that I saw that was piecing it together. I think all accounts are he's probably going to be a dead man, but he broke the internet this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What with his song?
No, he did an IG telling his story. 2 million live viewers.
That's a lot. IG record.
What story? Like how he snitched?
Yeah, but why he snitched? He was like, they talk about street code.
Yeah.
Love my Am I supposed mama? To be loyal to guys fucking my baby moms?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe did he have a phone for him?
Oh, that's a good thought.
I saw Nicki Minaj had a phone for him.
Oh, shit.
Do they have a hammer for him or a fucking what is the deal?
I think that over the weekend, a worker fell into one of the pipes.
He's trying to get out.
Every so often, he fucking knocks.
This is like a blue streak.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get the diamond. That's what it sounds like. Somebody dropped a diamond in our fucking dust pipe up here. What are these people doing? Has it gotten worse?
Yeah, it's never ended.
It's actually really funny. We came here on Saturday, and there was no noises at all.
Nothing.
Well, of course, I got the weekends off,
pal. But like, shouldn't that
take off Monday, Tuesday? I don't know.
Well, I mean, welcome to the modern world, Connor. That's just not how it works.
If you want to get something done, though, you just get there. You get there on a Saturday and Sunday.
That's right, Zito.
Yeah.
That's why they would never hire you. Because you get things done in a smart, efficient fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These people stomping around their Air Force Ones on our roof.
Oh, yeah. Shoot a news video up there.
Ho.
Every guy wants to last longer in bed, but counting backwards from 100 or singing Mary Had a Little Lamb doesn't always work.
99, 98.
That was quick. The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes. It's the secret to longer, better sex. That's because Roman Swipes are convenient over-the-counter wipes, clinically proven to help you last longer, and the packaging is small enough to fit in your back pocket. They're effective, doctor-approved, easy to use, and they act oh so fast.
Yeah!
You're saying to yourself, probably sounds too good to be true, right?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wrong.
Wrong.
The real deal. Slaves have shown up to a 340% increase in stamina after just 3 months of regular use. That's a lot of sex. Roman Swipes will ship to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each Swipes pack is small enough to fit, hide in your wallet. What makes Swipes better than all those creams and foams out there is the desensitizing effect that doesn't transfer to your partner or numb you. They're super easy to use. Just take them out of your pocket, wipe it on your most sensitive areas, your penis. Wait a few minutes. That's it. It's a quick way to take your time. Keep Roman Swipes in your back pocket for longer, better sex. Get yours fast with free 2-day shipping by visiting GetRoman.com/USA.
Nick, real quick, heads or tails?
Tails.
You're dead.
Oh,
oh no.
Finally.
Somebody, one of the listeners, I think, what was his name? Blake Wilson. Said, you know, the flip a coin for $10 million or you're dead?
Yeah.
You're dead.
All right, keep going.
Yeah, I said I don't want to take that chance.
I mean,
sweet
I
release.
I don't want to do this, but heads.
Is it $10 million or $100 million?
You was 100.
It was $10 million for
what
us.
Did you say?
Yeah. Heads.
You're dead.
Nice, dude. Heads, for sure.
You're alive. $100 million.
Yes. Congrats.
Yeah.
That's why I don't die.
Things always tails. Work out for him.
$10 million to you.
Let's go. Ty, let's go.
Oh, boy, and you didn't want to do it.
No, no, no. I didn't, but I just
did. Foxy, I did it. Heads or tails?
No, no.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
You're alive.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
No.
Zito, heads or tails?
Tails. Never fails.
You're alive.
Yes. Hey, by the way, the positive, it seems as if those who answered the question positively.
Bill, heads or tails?
Tails.
Yeah, see, he's negative. He's dead for sure.
He is dead.
Goodbye, Bill.
It's all about. It's all about.
Come on, Tony.
Tails.
Oh!
It is heads. You're dead.
Tony. That
was good for us. Sounded pretty positive when he said that.
He did. He did.
Like Bill left.
So me.
Yeah, he's done.
Connor, Nick, me, and Bill dead.
Yeah.
Yep. You're 4-4.
Pat, Ty, Zito, and Foxy. Yeah.
I threw you guys a great party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Do you regret your decisions?
No, I mean, I'm on record saying I would not flip this coin in real life.
Would you go double or nothing right now?
I do regret my decision not picking tails, absolutely.
It's too bad you guys are dead. Pat bought his island. We actually all
saw it. Yeah, wherever was it?
It's been pretty fun.
Guess what? I don't have any worries either.
Would you guys at least have a memorial golf tournament for us?
Yeah, without
question. We can do that.
Pour a couple out.
Huh?
Yeah. We'd all shed a tear.
Yeah, the heads, tails,
move on.
I've said that many, many times. That,
get in your
like,
jet.
If I die before 40, that I would like a memorial golf outing.
Okay.
If you die before 40?
It would be a requirement to throw your driver
into the water.
Because then like people will be like, oh, he died too soon. But after 40, he's like, oh, he lived a life.
Really?
The Tony Diggs Invitational?
He lived a life.
he certainly was alive at one point.
You know, just like at the local municipality Rolling Fields golf course.
I think you bumped that up to 50. I think that's fair.
50.
Yeah,
you're right. Actually, like when you look at your parents, you're like they're actually like pretty young still, and they're in their 50s.
Yeah.
Would anyone like?
But still, I don't want to get greedy.
God, well, I mean, if you get shot in the throat when you're 43, like we'll still have a golf tournament.
It does. I guess the depending on how you die is a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
What do you want? You want long drive, obviously. Closest to the pin.
Long drive, closest to pin.
Longest putt.
But I do want
to. But a bread toss. So you could toss bread the bread toss? The farthest
but a
down.
A club
the,
toss.
Yeah, in memory of you and your backyard and the bread.
Mm. We'll have a neighbor come in.
Backyard bread.
A club toss is good.
Club toss. Tony had one of the greatest club tosses of all time on 18th at Rolling Fields.
Oh, yeah, that driver.
Right? Oh, yeah. That driver's sleeping with the fishes.
Still is. You think somebody went in there and dragged that out so they have a new brand new Nike driver?
Absolutely not.
They definitely have scuba guys that go through those and just take all the balls.
Oh, yeah, I bought those.
We know
balls
that course
before.
Pretty well, and I don't think they have any scuba guys.
What no, they do not. They do not. I have fallen for that trip. If you've ever gone to a golf show before and they're selling like the dozen Pro V1s for $3 because they've been waterlogged for like 8 months. They're like, no, they still play the same. They do not play the same.
They don't.
Really? They do not play
they're
the
terrible.
Same.
Our high school golf coach actually gave those to us and sabotaged our whole team. True story.
Hey, Jerry crossed you?
Yeah, it's a true story. We were all like, what the hell is going on? All of them were like breaking apart after three holes, so we switched balls.
Whoa. Really? I didn't know that.
Was he just a cheapskate or he really
was? He's like 90 years old.
I don't buy those cheap golf balls every single time. Is this why my game is?
Well, that could be a big difference.
Refurbished are the ones that are bad.
Yeah, yeah. You go and get like 48 of them and they're in a.
Yeah, but you look good at least.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
True. Yeah, you're hitting the Pro V1 off the first
tee. And how much does it really affect our game?
Not much.
My game, I should say. Maybe like some of you.
My small game is affected.
Connor, how are you, Gil? You stink?
I'm all right. Depends on the day, really.
Foxy, be honest.
Yeah, he's not very good.
You're a lefty or right?
He's new, lefty. Though. He's just new to the game.
That's you're a lefty?
New to the game, yeah. Started playing in college. Yeah, lefty.
What, are you swinging a baseball bat?
Lefty.
Oh, okay.
How do you throw a ball?
Lacrosse, lefty.
But you throw right hand.
Throw righty, right righty.
What?
You guys are...
Yeah. How does it throw lacrosse, lefty, and then throw righty? In that...
What about hockey?
Maybe I'm
like throwing hand is right, so it's bottom.
I don't know. Oh, that's hockey. A hockey, thing.
Hockey, I was lefty.
Hockey, they make all the Canadians lefties if they're right-handed, so they have better dangles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did.
That was a big thing with the Europeans for a while. They're all left-handed.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I mean, thank you for explaining.
What kind of scissors do you use?
I didn't really use the scissors, really.
Excuse me, what?
I don't know what you're talking about. To
be honest, you weren't allowed, weren't you?
What kind of scissors? You mean like what?
Yeah,
kind of
left or right.
Right-handed or left-handed scissors.
Child-proof.
Right-handed scissors.
Do you know that 87 lefties die a year because they try to use right-handed scissors?
Yeah, and I would never do that. Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Wait. 87 lefties die a year by trying to use right-handed scissors.
Can't That's you just flip cramp? The scissors upside down?
You cannot do that, no.
And then they're,
most
and then
twins they're are left-handed, too.
They are. That is true.
Yeah, you should run with scissors, too.
I have before.
Play traffic.
I've also ran around a pool before. Concussion.
What do you mean around a pool? Like a swimming pool? Or?
Yeah, my... at said boat club.
Jesus Christ.
At your yacht club.
At said boat club. You know, there were Twizzlers on the other side of the pool. I was like,
oh, Twizzlers!
Time to turn on the...
fucking count me in!
Time to turn on the burners. I book it around this pool. And yeah, I did a full back head on the pavement.
But like, why? Did you trip over like somebody's stack of $10,000 bills like laying on the ground?
No. There was no $10,000 bills laying around. I just slipped on the water. There are signs at swimming pools that say no running. So I mean, like I was just doing that. And then another time, actually,
what was the side of the pool made out of? Like 14-karat gold? Like
no, it's not. Like again,
is it
this
water?
Is,
did your mom?
This is a boat club. Martini. Boys, boat club, not yacht club. Okay, and
concrete does not get slippery when wet.
Another time we
unless
were
it's painted,
man.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Tony.
I think you're.
Believe me, like I said, this is not a up and coming boat club. This is a bottom of the barrel boat club.
Did you get a Twizzler?
I was gonna say this guy was fucking taking off.
Well, we also. I got a few concussions at the boat.
Was that club. Your first? When was your first concussion?
Oh, I don't know. I think I had like four or five concussions as a kid. The first one, I think we were playing pickup basketball in my driveway, and I just slammed my head against the pole. Against the pole that holds up, like just slam. I think my brother gave me an elbow, and I just and I went back, slammed my head. And I actually had to stay overnight in the hospital that night. Oh, I was pretty young. I think that was like 8 or 9 years old then.
Jesus Christ.
I think.
See, my first one wasn't until ninth grade. I started late on the concussion.
See, I didn't get them
quickly.
Later. Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't get them later. Got them when I was younger.
Well, because your brain hadn't fully developed yet.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't remember anything before the age of 12.
Oh! Uh-oh. I said ninth grade.
I thought you said 9 years old. That's all I meant.
No, he's in ninth grade.
Oh! That's tough.
Oh. Just, hey, you got to keep him in check.
Good recovery.
He throws a lot of things out there.
Socks. I'm just saying.
Socks been wet yet?
Huh? No.
Oh.
No, I mean they haven't. I'm not saying I haven't. I don't. I have memories from prior to the year 2000. I came up with an argument the other day, and now I can't remember.
Concussions before 2000.
There was like pictures. There was pictures before 2000, but no videos.
Okay.
In my brain, I mean.
Oh, got it. So moments come and go, but you don't know what's happening in them. Hmm.
Yeah. Like. Similar to Connor, we were playing tag one time, and I was running away, and I turned around to see where someone was, and then as soon as I turned back around, a tree came out of nowhere, and a branch caught me in my eye. Had to get
target gate.
Get to get some stitches right next to my eye. Almost lost it. I could have been an eye patch kid for a long time.
That'd be awesome. You said
it's a bunch of photos. Why does Apple do the photo that moves thing?
I don't know.
So it's like if you take a photo and like someone moves last second, like at one point in that like. Was it 15 frames? There's a possibility everyone's smiling. So you could pick a frame out of like
the live photo.
Photos.
Yeah.
I just learned something.
Plus, it's a good way to not lie. Mm-hmm. Like if someone's like, where are you at right now? And you send a picture and it has the live photo thing. Jesus. They know that you're not lying.
Tony,
the hell is that about?
Well, I have to do this. I have to do this because I back out of plans a lot.
Fair. Okay.
All right. What's your excuse, Tony? Joining a gang or?
Yeah.
I joined the gang. Tried.
I heard you said no.
I heard you backed up.
I have proof that I tried to join it.
Give us live photos.
They don't have proof that I didn't try to join it.
Oh, there we go.
True. Just slander.
Sure, we could probably produce those documents.
There's a lot stamps. Of. Do you guys remember when we were playing the game and I said, "Oh, Tony's on. I'm going to invite him."
Yeah.
And then I did.
I do.
And
yeah.
then he didn't join.
What'd you do? Play Madden?
No. I don't. Actually, I don't like Madden.
I have a question about this gang. You Here guys, we've had a lot of talk about this gang, main mission of this gang was to kill aliens. Have you guys killed any aliens at all?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the clips.
Yeah, Fox. Yeah,
I mean, that's a great question.
I haven't seen
Foxy, it. Foxy, that's not true at all. You have been with me on the couch while I've been killing aliens.
Did you kill any aliens this weekend?
Foxy's yeah, I have the clips. I have
plenty. We actually pretend they're you when we're doing
it. Yeah. Big body rolled up on a few people this weekend, actually. You have no clue. Huh.
By the way, if you are a supporter of the gang, unlike Foxy, Shark Gang shirts are available on the store. Zoo shirts are available on the store.
Shark.
For the brand, Foxy Collection is available on the store.
If you want the Shot Gang to continue to exist.
Thank you for mentioning that. And we are. Please send your clips of you killing aliens to @ShotGang on Twitter. Ooh, we're voting on the best one. We'll pick the best one at the end of the week. Give you a free t-shirt.
Wow. Kill the week. Wow. Gang member of the week.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Kill the
week.
Yep. Alien kill of the week.
Yeah.
It is a cool shirt.
Thank you, Foxy.
Yep.
Connor, can I ask you a question?
Really? Go ahead, Tony.
I heard something earlier today.
Wait, can we fake ass gang, but it's a good shirt.
Yeah. It's not a fake gang. It's not a fake gang.
I saw it when I tried joining. There's over 1,000 members in the gang.
You know what? It is wild.
Those are all bots.
You get on there. You look who's in that lobby. There is a lot of fucking PMI1 in there. I mean, you really can edge people out of a game if you don't want them in there.
It is crazy because someone will just drive up, leave the car there for you, and go, "You need this?"
Yeah, we have.
And then we'll just jump in and just drive away.
Oh, so you guys got fucking runners.
We got this fucking guy, Mad Dog, for air support. This fucker has like an AC-130 that he will just hover over you the whole time and just lay waste.
Yeah.
And then if he accidentally kills you, he'll text you in the game and be like, "Shit, my bad." Sorry.
So you're saying this gang is a good thing to be a part of.
Great
community building.
You know, and you got a shirt, you know, there's a better chance you're gonna get in the lobby with someone,
unless you're busy riding your BC Clayta sucking on ice cream cones.
Now isn't there if you guys have a promo code? I was told we are having a promo.
Yeah, #ShotGang. Shot Gang.
Help your chances, Fox.
#ShotGang.
Yep.
Shot. Mm-hmm. SHAH.
K.
Gang.
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 Gang. Gang. Gang.
Gang. Gang. Gang.
How many people? 1,000 people, you said?
No, there's like 400 in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I must have saw that wrong.
When it gets to 1,000, we have to create another.
It's a theater. No, it's a club. You guys are at a club right now.
Yeah.
You guys are at a club.
Yeah.
Shot Gang. You're a club.
No.
Cute.
No, we own a club. Which is convenient,
because we own a couple of motorcycle clubs.
You guys are like Boy Scouts.
You guys bought the Shock Tank?
Yeah. It's insane. I could get a Vici in there for $100,000 a night.
Yeah, basically bankrupted Zeke.
But that's why he's my commissioner right there. He will bankrupt himself for the Shack Gang.
It's insane. It comes with a parking garage with 4 floors. I can only put like 5 cars, so I'm basically bankrupt right now.
Oh, my. Good for you guys. I didn't know that the gang was so sophisticated.
Oh, yeah.
Diggs, why are you saying no to this gang? This seems like the right gang to be a part of.
I'm learning now that he's actually, I think he's telling the truth that you did invite me.
I did.
He was telling you. And I promise you, I did not get this invitation.
Maybe you were on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. No. I mean, after I was done playing, I did walk away from the game and leave the Xbox on. But
I do it all the time. It's a good move.
You're saying it might have been on, but you weren't.
Correct.
I'll be honest with you, too. When we played Call of Duty, we did turn Do Not Disturb on your Xbox.
Did you sabotage Tony?
Is he talking to me?
So yeah. Zeke's been pulling a fucking long con on your ass for several months now.
If your mailbox is anything like mine, 90% of the time it's a fairly depressing place. Political flyers, utility bills, unholy amounts of coupons.
A lot of junk.
But once a month, I do have a reason to be stoked, and that's because of my box of awesome from Bespoke Post.
Let's go, dude!
Right now, one of the newest ones they have, which I love, is the Coast Box. Oh. I mean, I am one who doesn't have the greatest wardrobe, and the Box of Awesome Coast Box has absolutely saved me. They have unbelievable button downs and perfect colors for the summer. You know what I'm talking about, too. Not those dark colors in the winter. Those light blues, a salmon.
A little pastel. Pastels
at the boat club.
There it is. Pastels. None at the boat club. I didn't have them on. Bespoke Post sends guys only the best stuff every month. And no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside.
What? Jeez!
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code THEPOD at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code THEPOD, for 20% off your first box.
Connor, did you buy a...
Oh, yeah. I bought a tree this weekend. It was awesome. We went to Lowe's.
Yeah.
Foxy and I. Yes, thank you, Foxy. We went to Lowe's. We had to buy a grill. It was a great grill. Foxy picked it out.
What kind did you get?
Charbroil. Charbroil's a good. It's a good grill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it works.
We stainless steel.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, stainless steel, big time. Sure. A lot of burners on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we got all. We pulled out all the stops for this grill.
Did they assemble it for you?
We actually assembled it ourselves.
Wow.
The whole pub.
Yeah, yeah. Big, big things for us for assembling
that grill. So, like, the Springfield Inn Suites let you guys have a grill? At your extended stay hotel?
It's not an extended Airbnb, okay? Tony, this is a legitimate place. I'm sick of the slander.
Did you get your mail, or did somebody else have it?
We had to buy a mailbox.
You have to buy a mailbox?
Yeah, because we're the B side. And
it's
they
an
don't
extended
have
Airbnb. That's...
How about your showers? I noticed you have some interesting dispensers for soap and shampoo and like in the shower.
If that's what you're trying to get to.
Yeah. I haven't touched mine. I
haven't touched it, yeah.
It's just sitting there. I actually use the soap. The soap's pretty nice.
No, but back to the story that Tony alluded to. I was just at Lowe's picking out a grill. This old guy's helping me out, wearing my mask, wearing my gloves.
Yeah, smart.
And then Connor comes wobbling up with this fucking tree in his hand. He's like, hey, Fox, I think I'm getting this tree. He has some name for it. I don't know. What's the name?
Jesus. Calypso. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Calypso. Oh, such a specimen. I mean, what a beautiful plant. Here's the thing, though. When I bought it, I didn't realize it was going to grow to be like a 50-foot tree. So
it won't.
Well, I mean, that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that if we keep Calypso kind of contained, I tied my Tims around the stem because it actually has blown over a couple times.
What?
Yeah, it looks so bad.
You have Tim's hanging from this fucking...
I tied my Tim's...
It helps to keep them small.
On the stem, yeah, because it'll help keep it small. And sometimes it blows over in the wind sometimes. Like Foxy had to pick it up. Yeah. This morning, I sprinted out onto the deck because I saw that Calypso was all over the place. I mean, the soil was everywhere. There were leaves everywhere.
Wait, why'd you use your whole entire shoe? Like, why didn't you take the shoelace off? Why'd you leave your
shoes? You take the shoelace and you tie it to the railing of the deck and so it doesn't blow over.
No. The Tims worked out perfectly.
What's the Tims there for, though?
They're there for support. They're there for Calypso.
Is the plant
obviously
tree near a railing or something that you could tie to so it doesn't blow over?
It's near a railing. Yeah. This is like, yeah, it
like
is.
Actually, a nice little like tree. I'm like, oh, this is going to make our house look sophisticated.
Yeah.
Then he's got these nasty ass work boots just tied around it. What
they're gorgeous. A Calypso tree.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah. Oh, I forget the second word. It's like a long word.
What?
But
you just saw it and were like, you know what? Fuck it, need a tree.
Well, so I went in.
Is it pink?
I went. Yeah, it's a little pink. I went into the garden, the Lowe's Garden Center, thinking like, okay, flower box. Let's go flower box and then have like three different cool little plants, just like little flowers. Walked around Lowe's Garden Center. Turns out they don't have anything really. The whole entire selection is bullshit. And, you know, I honestly expected more. But then out of nowhere, right before I'm about to just say, fuck it, I guess we're going to have to order a plant online, I look over and oh my God, the greatest plant I've ever seen in my life. There's only one of them there. Calypso.
And that's a good looking zero. It's a good looking tree.
I had to have it. Yeah, yeah. Mine looks much more dead than that. But
are your boots tied to this fucking tree?
So I need to buy this flower. I need a flower pot. So right now they're just like the plastic thing that they have.
Come on.
I know. I need to buy a flower pot. I need to get a flower pot. But if you go back to the tree, mine are tied right around the bottom of the stem. Yeah, right around there. And then
because you think it's gonna stop it from growing?
No, from falling over in the wind.
And then he has one shoe on this. this side.
One shoe. Oh, so your shoes are working as anchors.
Yeah, they're kickstands. So I took one lace from this side, one lace from that side. I tied them around the, I like wrapped them around the bottom of the stem, tied them. Put them on either side, and I was like, no way this falls over.
You could have tied it to the railing.
That's not how it works.
I probably could have tied it to the railing. Same way I probably should have, you know, put my laptop on a table while we were setting up the grill instead of knocking it off the entire deck and almost shattering my laptop.
Connor's the most reckless human.
You fucking knocked your laptop off your deck?
I had my laptop charging my phone, which was also charging my speaker that we were listening to music to, or I guess that I was. They were putting together the grill. I was kind of dicking around. And
in the process of like 10 minutes of me being there in the beginning, he spilled four White Claws.
Dude. I spilled a couple White Claws. No, because I was grabbing the tarp because we were going to put the tarp underneath like where Foxy and Zito were working so that like if they dropped a screw or anything, it wouldn't go under.
Smart move.
There was water on the tarp, so I naturally put the tarp over the side, which now I probably actually shouldn't have done because it's just water on that person's roof. Whatever.
That's fine. It can rain sometimes.
Yeah, and I just like, you know, washed it out, whatever. And then when I was bringing it back over, crash laptop, just face plant. It really should have split in two.
Dude, you got to understand where he had the laptop. Like, he had it on our side edge that's this big. When there was a table, there was the floor, and another table he could have set this laptop
on.
There's
a bar out there. No,
I just don't think about it until something like that happens. And I'm like, oh. You fucking idiot. You probably should just put that on the bar or somewhere that couldn't have fallen.
But one thing, too, I've never seen this like on the where the USB port is. It's raised by like 4 inches because it fell the other day, and there was a USB in there, and it just like cranked the metal up. So it looks like, I don't even know how your USB still works.
Me neither. It's just kind of luck of the draw. Thursday night, I was listening to the pod, and I was going from my bathroom to my room, which is about, I don't know, 2 feet, and I just wasn't paying attention. I bumped into the wall, and I dropped my laptop, and obviously, if you guys know, the pad on my laptop is broken, obviously.
The mouse pad.
So the USB port that Zito's talking about, it's like the top right of my laptop where my mouse is plugged in. And so not only is that USB broken, but the USB that is connected to my mouse is all fucked up, and it's like slanted up. So the whole operation really is kind of like a guide into there. It's been a real problem the past couple of weeks.
You've got to be the most destructive human.
Speaking of going from the bathroom to your room, do you have a shower curtain yet?
Fuck off, Tony. No, I don't have a shower curtain yet. And I don't know when it's coming. And I'll tell you when I have it. Just stop asking me because I don't know when it's coming.
You don't have shower curtains?
No, I didn't think about it.
He basically uses a blanket.
He has a blanket hanging from his first shower.
It's not a blanket. When I first moved into the pub, I had to stay directly to the left, okay? So I had to buy like these like plastic curtains, basically. Not plastic.
You were at Lowe's. You could have got a shower curtain there.
Well, I already ordered it. So like, why would I then buy one when I already have one in the mail? I can't do that.
Also, you're telling me Lowe's didn't have a single flower?
No, I'm not saying they didn't have a single flower, but they didn't have anything close to Calypso, so I wasn't going to go and buy some bullshit fern.
Now let's get back to you saying you want to keep Calypso small. That's not how trees work. No.
I know. That's what me and Fox were thinking about. If we keep it in a smaller flower pot, a la that one right there, would the roots just stop growing? Would we like stunt the growth of the roots where the tree would just stop growing too?
No, they break out of the pot.
It's funny you bring that up. In the Chinese culture, they wrap their feet and they keep them small.
Yeah, it's like a snake in a tank. The smaller the tank, it stays that size. Tree.
Yeah.
You know what, Connor?
Bill!
Foot binding, that is the word for it. But wait, you can't foot bind a tree. In the Chinese culture, small feet used to be like the biggest thing over there. So for a woman, if you had small feet, it was very good. So they would bind the woman's feet when they were a child to keep the woman's foot small.
Oh, you think it's what happened to CFO Phil?
Oh, come on. That's a shot
across the bow.
Seems like that's only possible.
He's on the phone right now.
No, but what Connor does want to do with this plant is there's a church across our street. He just wants to dig a big ass hole in the landscape at this church and just plant the tree
please
right
there.
Center of the lawn. Fucking
please.
God. Yeah, I mean,
center of the lawn.
Well, you are doing this, right?
It's a well. I mean, here's the thing. Like,
put in the front yard.
We're gonna see you dig it up.
Connor, shoot you dead. Hey, your theory was correct.
What?
A pot that is too small can constrict the plant's roots, especially plants with big roots. The roots can get packed in without having enough room to spread out. If this happens, the plant's growth may slow down.
Will it die? Will it
also die? Also, a pot that is too small won't hold enough water to support the plant.
I've been feeding Calypso. I mean, multiple times a day, many times.
I know.
But I drain Calypso, so I mean, I think that I've been giving it enough water.
Have you peed on it yet?
No, I will never pee on Calypso. She's an absolute.
You just wait till he's hammered one time. Doesn't want to walk in. No, it's a far walk to the bathroom. Calypso, right here.
Drink up, Calypso.
What, are you going to talk to Calypso every day?
Am I going to? You mean, have I? Yes, I have talked to Calypso this morning. She's the first person I say good morning to. Actually, it was more like, oh my God, good morning, Calypso. I need to help you out. I need to get you up off the ground. But I, like, yeah.
You sound like Seth Rogen right there.
He does a lot.
I have heard that before, yeah.
Is Calypso right kind of a slap your room? In the face. But. Are you right? What'd you say?
No, slap in the face of Seth Rogen? Yeah, I agree.
No, Calypso, I went, oh man, I actually, you know, I might put Calypso right outside my window on the other roof.
There you go.
That's a good idea. That won't fall.
Let's not do that.
No, you got Tim's. Put two more Tim's up there.
Yeah.
You're right.
You won't, you if know. if you put string in, shut the window on the string, it's definitely not going to
fall. I have more boots, yeah. Oh,
why don't you put it inside?
It's a tree, dude. You got to let it fly.
It's an outdoor
cat. You can't keep a tree inside.
Okay.
Jeez, Nick.
Jesus. Jesus. It's a tree. You gotta let it fly.
You do. It needs sun.
What made you buy a plant?
You have windows.
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, like I'm just.
It just called you.
Just something to do. And, you know, I was thinking, like, Connor, maybe you should get a dog. And I was like, whoa. I should probably try and, like, take care of something simple, like a plant, before I do something idea. Like that. So
well,
I'm.
Like yourself first.
Nah. But I'm starting with Calypso, and it's going good so far, but the wind is a real son of a bitch. They're at the top of the chain as far as. Problems with Calypso.
It gets windy up there.
It does. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm going to get a good flower pot for it. It's going to be like a bigger flower pot. I'll get some soil to put in there. Calypso's going to grow. She'll be around for a while.
Well, when you were at Lowe's, you didn't think about buying it there?
No, I didn't think about the flower pot. I was so blown away by how beautiful this goddamn tree was. I couldn't think about anything else but putting it down on the deck and just watering it for days and just talking to it. And as soon as I got home and it blew over, and Foxy said it blew over, I was like, fucking A, flower pot. But we'll figure it out. We'll get one. Just, you know, snag
gonna,
one, maybe.
When are you going to get that, you think?
The flower pot?
Yeah.
Ah, Calypso's probably long gone by the time I get it. But who knows? I honestly want to take the one that's like right out front.
That thing is way too big.
Well, you don't
that
know how big
is 600 pounds.
Calypso, you don't know how
that
big Calypso is.
That flower pot up front is 600 pounds.
I actually have one. Now that I think about it. It's sitting on my deck right now. You can have.
Okay, so maybe I trade you that pull-up bar for the garden pot that you have.
Now we're talking.
Okay, okay.
It's temporary, though. You're going to have to get a full-size one eventually, but this will get you through the next couple
okay.
months.
I might pull that. Yeah, I might pull that pull-up bar off the table then, my friend. I'll give you my makeshift, what's the word for it? Watering pot?
I don't want anything from you with the word makeshift in it.
Okay, yeah. Fine, fair enough. Because I had to make a flower. I also forgot to get one of those flowering pots for Calypso.
You mean a watering?
A watering pot for Calypso. So I did. Is that the word for it?
Watering can.
Watering can.
You get it.
Spot.
Yeah. You get
like
it. Yeah.
45 plants inside my house right now. Sam thinks she isn't going to kill.
Really?
They're all dead. They don't know.
I have been looking for a plant for a long time, but I have not found the right one. Like I haven't had. Like you need one that speaks to you.
Exactly.
We bought three those hanging potter plants for our front porch, but we accidentally. I jumped the gun. I got too excited, and I did it in April. Man, the frost killed those things.
Blanket. I guess whenever they freezes over, you got to put a blanket.
Yeah, it's
over.
Not the cold. It's not the cold. I found out it is the frost because the frost fucking freezes on. Mm-hmm. Or you could brought. I could have brought it inside, but
now's
also,
the time. You got to wait till after Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
smart.
Look up money tree. I think you'll be interested in what the money tree has to offer you.
Ooh. Also, my rollerblades are still sitting on my porch and have not been stolen yet. So if anybody is interested in those.
You can still steal.
Address?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on, dude.
Come on, bro. Just let people know where
the rollerblades. Money tree.
$300 rollerblades.
No.
Yeah, they were.
Fucking $237. I don't like the money tree.
It's easy. That's not a good picture of one.
I don't want easy.
I think you should start with easy.
Why the fuck are you getting a plant then? Like, are you trying to like take on a big burden to make this thing grow?
They just it just feels dude. Nice. Yeah. Just die. If you have it not in Calypso. The right corner of your house.
Just get a fake plant.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at this one. This one's been here all fucking... Get a fake plant.
Yeah.
Look at this one.
Yeah,
one
surrounded by fake plants.
See the tag on it.
Oh, did you get a fake life, dude? I don't know.
This is a fake life, but yours will just die. You end up having a dead plant in your house now.
Are these
your
fake
dogs
or
are
real?
Piss in it.
And do you have cats? No.
No, I don't.
Your dogs are going to eat the plant as well, by the way.
Cats will also eat it.
Yeah, yeah. Very well behaved dogs.
Mm. Walt does get a little trigger finger near the money tree. I got to keep moving them
Oh,
around.
You have a tree in your house?
Yeah, a tiny one.
I used to be, like when I worked at Cube Life, I was a big bamboo on the desk guy.
See, that's fun.
With a running waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Feng shui.
That was very nice. Also, one of those.
You meditating in there?
Huh?
Yeah, a little meditation.
You have to, or you'll fucking lose yourself and kill someone.
Are you talking a bonsai tree or a bamboo tree?
Short fuse in that office. I had both. I had bamboo and bonsai.
Oh, okay.
Are we talking about the little ones with the balls?
Oh, yeah.
That looks like a fern. Not a fern, a pine tree.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those are nice.
Pine cone? Get a cactus.
Oh, yeah.
They last through everything.
Cacti.
When I was younger,
those are so easy
my grandfather got me a eucalyptus, and every time I got a cut, I broke off a leaf and put it on me.
Oh, a little aloe or whatever?
Aloe, mm-hmm. Maybe it was aloe.
I actually had a cactus in my locker anything, in high school. Ooh. Named it Pedro.
I'm pretty sure eucalyptus is poisonous.
But yeah. Pedro the cat?
Aloe.
I had a crab once.
A crab?
Looked like a penis.
No.
Hermit crab?
There it is.
Oh, it's a crab. A
little son of a bitch was lazy. He never came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tend to do
I had crab this weekend. Is that the least satisfying meal of all time? Or?
Oh, yeah, I love crab.
So do I.
Crab cake?
No.
Crab cakes are
crab.
Like boiled, crab legs?
Boiled crab legs, yes.
I do a lot of them.
I hate working for my food.
It's a lot of work for not a lot of inside of there.
Yeah, but if you get a good cut of crab, you're fucking Oof. One crack and pulling
oh,
out.
Oh, no. It's very nice when that happens.
That's what I'm saying. But when you got to work and it starts shredding apart,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sweating.
Do fancy restaurants crack for you?
You can ask for it, I'm pretty sure. Correct.
Yeah.
I don't know if I trust that.
Yeah. Would I respect
Does that
myself?
Have your boat club?
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I
would
always,
I
always it's
crack
in the my
Winchester
own crack.
Yacht Club.
You know what I did this weekend?
What was that?
What's up? Mm. Had a few cocktails.
Oh yeah, what'd you have?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, right. I had a few cocktails. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
And when I was having a few cocktails, I realized there's nothing to fucking eat in this house.
It's the worst.
There's nothing to eat in this house.
Terrible.
It would be the worst. But I just used Postmates.
Oh, Tony.
I just used Postmates.
Good thing, Tony.
Dog, Tony.
And I just ordered everything there. It was so easy.
Yeah, it is easy.
If you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I love food. That's why I love using Postmates.
Yeah.
But I kind of love them even more right now because I can get food delivered without leaving the house or even opening the door. Given what's going on in the world, they created non-contact deliveries. So now when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door.
Perfect.
Which is very nice. They just ring the doorbell and then I open the door and the food's there. And I don't have to have any human interaction.
Yeah, that's
easy.
Pretty sweet.
And that's not even like, I'm not even talking about like the pandemic. Like, I just don't want to have any human interaction.
No, right. Yeah.
Incredibly nice.
Perfect.
They also have Postmates Pickup, which I have been using to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants. Listen up. You guys need to be supporting your neighborhood spots right now. I've only been ordering local because it's a great way to support my community.
You're a good guy, Tony.
Am I a hero? No. But am I doing my part?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi. They actually make my life easier by picking up everything I need from Walgreens and 7-Eleven and dropping it off outside of my door. Hey, you want a slushy?
Yeah.
You want a Slurpee?
Yeah.
That's fine. Postmates got it. Straight from 7-Eleven, my friend. Just download Postmates on iOS or Android. Find your favorites and get anything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100.
Hundred fucking bones.
$100.
What? Sneeze at.
That is nothing to sneeze at. A free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code THEPOD. That's code THEPOD for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmates.
I missed this episode. You were part of a yacht club?
Yeah. No, I was not part of a yacht club.
Up in Dorchester.
What was it called?
It was the Winchester Boat Club, WBC. I can't believe we're talking about this shit again. And it's just a shitty old, look. There's like three or four
people live and work there, man.
Oh yeah, and they would agree with me. It's not as if they would disagree. Like this place, it's just on a dumpy old lake.
Oh my God.
And you know they sail little N10 dewies around.
I mean that looks like more than that a dumpy old.
Yeah,
beautiful. Best
Olympic sized pool.
No, we don't.
That's an Olympic
size. No, it's not even close.
I mean it's 8 feet deep.
It's not even close to Olympic sized pool.
Six.
This is the best picture that's ever been taken of the Winchester Boat Club on the best day that's ever
been
out.
Where was your concussion at here?
It's this side of the pool. So the slide was over here. Diving board, obviously, right
here. It had a slide and a diving board.
Again, the dinkiest slide you could imagine.
Yeah, of course.
Look, there is a club down the street, the Winchester Country Club. Now, if you want to see a real club, you look that one.
Look how nice that picture looks.
I'll tell you something. We grew up around a dumpy public pool, all right? Plum Aqua Swim Club.
Well, it's not a public
that
pool.
That is a goddamn country club resort.
Plum Aqua? Dump.
Look, I'm not comparing it to
look
a public
pool. Look at this.
Pool.
Look at this. You got a lake eye view,
I'm not comparing this to a public pool.
Oh, my God.
How many times? How many times did you go to Skull Island over there?
Skull Island is actually part of the land on the other side of the lake.
Did you ever go off that deck right there in the pool?
No, never. They wouldn't allow it. That deck is new. That wasn't there when I was
there. Oh,
really? Ours was
renovations.
Ours was
fucking yearly budget at this place.
What was the name of your yacht?
No, it wasn't a yacht. It was an N10.
And what was the name of it?
Oh, Red Rocket.
Is this like rookie of the year boat?
Here's a sky view of this place.
My brother was actually the very good sailor. He won the Swanson Cup, which was like
beautiful.
The palace.
Look at that place.
Go, wedding this there. Isn't even close. Go to. I got another. So that's where I got a concussion. See, look how dumpy that goddamn slide is. Right before the slide, that's where you enter the pool, the stairs. So it's always wet right around there. The lifeguard, obviously, chair right there. And I just fucking ate it running around that corner.
It's a fleet of boats.
Absolutely blacked out.
Look at jet skis down here too.
I bet you
there's no jet skis.
No one else in here belonged to a boat club.
That's an N10. Those are the 420s over there.
This is your house right here?
No, that's not my house. That's not my.
No, you lived in that thing. Did you live in the club?
did I stay at the club sometimes? Yeah, I stayed at the club.
Oh, really?
Did it have men's and women's locker rooms?
Yeah, it did.
That's pretty fancy.
Pull up those photos. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Pull up the men's and women's locker room photos.
You don't take pictures inside the locker room.
Yeah. Is this Winchester Jesus Boat Christ Club you grew up at? Is this like where you went in summer?
Yeah, this is where we
is
spent
there
summers,
anything
yeah.
more gross than a public swimming pool bathroom? Restroom?
Oh. It's wet, too. You don't know whether
so
it's
wet.
Water or
yeah.
piss.
Mm-hmm. It is so wet.
Just like a public beach bathroom. They're brutal.
Yep.
I mean, public pools are just in general.
I found one of the bathroom photos.
We used to go. We had a public wave pool.
No, you didn't.
Very
no,
close
didn't.
To our house.
No, you didn't. I know you didn't. You know, I can tell by the look on your face.
My God.
Exactly. Wow. I knew you didn't. I knew you didn't. I could tell by the way you were looking at it.
I mean, come on.
Look at that. Look at that. Right
now.
Look at
that. Wow.
Give the address. Holy Heater's up here.
Where is it?
That
come
is
on.
Pristine
keep
marble.
That's Heater's up there, Zeke.
Zeke, go to that one, the TripAdvisor one, right below it. I mean.
Oh, my God.
That's a beautiful. I don't know
look,
what that was.
You're not getting. I wish you would that? Look up Winchester Country Club. Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
That place.
Well, in comparison, too, we're just talking about the boating clubs that we were a part of growing mm-hmm. up, which was none.
Yeah,
I didn't know you had this type of life.
Well, sailing is a very important skill, especially if you're near a body of water. I mean, in Indiana, maybe not, but you know, if we have to, if there's a zombie apocalypse,
how much caviar did you eat growing up?
Seriously. No caviar. Still, have never had it.
All you can eat Twizzlers, though.
a lot of Twizzlers because we had an account at the old snack bar.
Target to my head.
Put it on my parents' tab. Hammer that account. Actually, there was one.
Did you get yelled at for putting too much on the tab?
I a lot. But there was one, like the big scandal with this shit was, there was one family, the Dooleys, and they all had ginger hair. They all have ginger hair. And
red hair?
Sorry. They're all have red hair, and basically every kid who just had red hair would just write Dooley and write a bunch of random numbers, and then just ask for a bunch of food, and they just give it to them, assuming that they were a Dooley because they had red hair.
So you were fine.
So I was fine. Well, I didn't have red hair, Tony. What are you saying?
You don't have red hair?
No, I do in fact have red facial hair.
What's the color of your hair? Hair?
It's like my hair. It's like
auburn. It's cherry
not
reddish.
Red. It's not red. Red. It's not red.
The stash of chops would be red.
Like I said, my facial hair is red if you grow it out.
You think the Dooley family just learned how many kids they're paying for?
Oh, no. This turned into a massive thing. There was like thousands and thousands of dollars charged to their account. So like they eventually found out and were like, okay, look, just because they're fat and have red hair does not mean they're one of our kids. Like
the people that frequented this place, it took thousands and thousands of dollars for them to realize that it wasn't correct.
Exactly.
Thousands and thousands.
Well, you don't understand how much the Dooleys eat. They're these, now, these kids are big eaters. So when you see a lot of...
Well,
a lot
and
of
the yacht.
Fucking Dooley's rule.
What?
Speaking of red hair, RIP to Jerry Stiller.
Oh. Damn. Mm.
Yep.
Did he ever do... I have never seen a bad role.
I was thinking about this earlier. I've never seen a clip of him in Seinfeld or King of Queens where I didn't laugh where he was on the screen. He's never delivered a line on screen where I didn't laugh and be like, that was fucking
awesome. No, he dominated there. He dominated Heavyweights.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dominated
Heartbreak Kid.
Fashion show movie.
Zoolander.
There it is.
Heartbreak Kid, 2Z, yeah.
He was great.
Absolutely great.
92, though. He was old.
Yeah, exactly.
Life well lived.
A good life.
Had
life
a good well he lived a good life. Is that Ben Stiller's dad?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Ben Stiller's dad.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's why. Did they do more than Heavyweights?
Together?
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreak Kid. Zoolander.
Yeah. Oh, Heartbreak Kid. Yeah,
all three movies that we just mentioned.
I think he had a cameo in the museum, too.
My brain turned off for a second there.
Sorry, it happens. You've got concussions since ninth grade.
I have.
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
Unfortunate.
It happens.
Plenty of them. I wear them on my, like a badge.
CT?
Mm-hmm. Badge of honor.
Got it. CT badge sounds like you try to get some Twizzlers at a yacht club.
Yeah. Like a badge of scar tissue. On and around his brain.
And with proteins lingering.
Good luck.
Well,
at my yearly golf outing, if you guys could have scans of my brain hanging around on each hole.
We'll put it on each hole, yeah.
Look at that hole. Oh, my God. It's massive. How could he even live with that hole in his brain? That's insane.
Exactly.
Speaking of what would you like to donate?
Yeah.
We'll pivot back to a donation.
Perfect.
Yes.
Where are we raising money for? The family? Mm. Yeah.
Whose family?
The Humane Well, the Memorial Society. Golf.
Yeah. No.
The Diggs Foundation?
Not for my family, though.
Yeah, the Tony Diggs Foundation.
Tony Diggs. Yeah.
Which benefits
underprivileged youth in the city of Pittsburgh.
Nah. Your dogs?
Quarterbacks?
Nah.
Rabies awareness.
Maybe.
Make sure no kid goes without wingies this year.
The wingy drive.
That's probably what it is. The Tony Diggs wing drive?
Now we're talking. We donate thousands of wing meals to children each year.
Smart.
Nice.
Where?
I like that.
Pittsburgh, maybe obviously. Thousands, by the way. We don't know how much money we're raising.
That's here. True.
Good point.
You're right.
Yeah, what if you promise that?
I bet you year one's going to be a success, but you know it's slowly going to dwindle after that, and then it'll just be my parents and brother, probably like year six.
Fires themselves.
Here's Tony.
First year, though, is going to be so fun.
Yeah,
that'll be a good time.
Maybe just do a year.
One time?
Yeah.
I like that. So it's not the annual.
Because then it gets sad.
It is the...
Yeah, then it will get sad.
Only.
Yeah. Maybe we raise $135,000.
Jesus, who are we inviting?
Why'd you
fucking
get that
Bill
number?
Gates as the keynote speaker?
Why 135?
Because I found an article that has $135,000 in it.
Hope you got life insurance, bud.
If you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you to take a second and look down. When was the last time you shaved your junk? It's been a while. Don't lie. Let's take a second to thank our sponsor, Manscaped, for holding you accountable to get rid of the funk and shave your junk.
Thank you, Manscaped.
Manscaped is the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene, and is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essentials Kit, the perfect tools for your family jewels.
Oh, yeah.
The Perfect Package 3.0 Kit comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, which is a waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine.
Mm-hmm.
This third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. And of course, let's not forget about the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. Mm. You already put deodorant on your pits, right?
True.
So why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? I mean, you've smelled your nutsack recently, you know, after a couple rounds of GTA. It does not smell pretty, okay? When you purchase the new Perfect Package 3.0 kit at manscaped.com, you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. Subscribers get a new replacement blade refill for your lawnmower trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months, making sure your trimmer always stays fresh and clean. And for a limited time, subscribers get not one, but two free gifts.
All right.
The shed travel bag and the patented high-performance anti-chafing Manscaped boxer briefs. This is the perfect package for your perfect package. Get 20% off with free shipping using the code THEPOD at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping with the code THEPOD at manscaped.com. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
In New Mexico, a dude was at the ATM, and there was a bag of $135,000 just laying there, and he turned it in.
Some people. The gourd on some people.
It was actually a bag with $150,000.
Yeah, he's just
What? Not the article I read.
He skimmed it.
You don't think he pocketed potentially 15 grand there, 10 grand?
No, if you're going to turn in fucking 135, you ain't sleeping.
They don't know how much they lost because it's just there.
That could have been a bag of $400,000. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I think they do know because it was actually the dude who fills the ATM just left it there. Just fucking forgot it. The Connor of
going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to protect themselves. If it was $400,000, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, it was only $135,000. It wasn't that bad.
You think so? Yeah, you think the banks don't keep track of how much money is supposed to be where?
You know, I did that once when I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese. You had to go around and fill the machines with tickets, and I left a fat stack of tickets sitting right outside the machine. And then I saw a kid run around later with one giant string of tickets that was completely intact. Oh. I was like, that son of a bitch. He did not win those.
Dude, you tell Charles? Were you worried about your job?
I did tell the people that worked the counter, but what are you going to do at that point?
It didn't matter. You needed like 75,000 tickets at Chuck E. Cheese to get a ring pop. So
you should have taken him to a ski ball and wiped the floor with him. He wasn't winning
shit.
You remember when they used to hustle you into thinking you could get something?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Get this pencil. All right. Maybe get this eraser. If you want anything cool, going to have to spend about close to $300 to $400.
I'll tell you what, if I was walking out of there with a bouncy ball, I was a happy child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then you throw it out of the window of the car. Yeah,
exactly. Home. You lose it within fucking 45
in
minutes.
In the parking lot when you're like, you get out there and you see how high it could go, smashes off a windshield and then bounces out of the highway.
Never seen again.
You remember those slap hand
balls? Oh, yeah.
You throw those two awesome. Times, they wouldn't stick to anything anymore.
They'd get very dirty and then just kind of crumple up a little.
You know, I don't think those fun. Are going to survive.
No.
The quarantine. That is a company that is going to have to shut down probably. Yeah.
Do they still have bouncy balls? Because I haven't. Do kids care about balls anymore?
No, not really. Dogs love them.
True.
Yeah. I haven't seen a bouncy ball in years.
But it's probably a choking hazard for dogs.
Years.
Well, the whole vending machine quarter turn it's outside of the grocery store used to be a huge market.
That's true.
It seems to have taken a hit.
That's too bad.
Same with the rides.
You just get homies.
That's too bad.
It is. That, you know, I mean, that was a staple going to the fucking grocery store.
Yeah, the kids now get to walk around with
their iPad.
Rocket launchers and kill aliens.
Oh, yeah.
True. You know? When we were kids playing with these things.
That's true.
Those things didn't exist.
Yeah, but built grit. I mean, we had
absolutely.
You had to search for quarters in the car.
Mm-hmm.
What street. Are you saying about grit boat club?
Hey, look, I understand that I'm being stereotyped just because I was.
What's up, Boat Club?
What up, BC?
Because the Winchester Boat Club sounds very, very.
Boston Connor Boat Club.
Very nice, but.
Boco Boat Club?
I get it. Okay.
Ever since I could remember.
I've boat been. Clubs. Yeah.
How many.
There's something different. You know, Rick Ross, the big boss. It's a secret society. Man. I got to this.
That song's called Yacht Club. Talking about your life.
If Rick Ross talked about my life, no way.
How many polos did you wear at a time?
I believe me.
I had a run.
I didn't really wear polos.
Really?
What? Oh no.
Vineyard Vine guy.
Two or three polos.
No, seriously, I didn't have polos. Like I always just dressed like a bag of shit.
Is it because you were embarrassed about your yacht club?
Well, there was an
RIS. And you didn't want
to. No, not at all. I was embarrassed by it. I was like, boys, let's go to the fucking boat club. Fucking dinner is at the snack bar, boys. Let's go.
Our high school went through pizza bagels on me. There was a group wearing like three polos at a time. All collars popped.
Yeah, never. Yeah. I've never worn a collared shirt with my collar popped in my entire life. Never.
Looking at you now, I actually believe that story.
Yeah, I know. That would be legitimately ridiculous.
All right, boat club.
I claimed it.
All right, that's it for today. Friendly reminder, you can catch full clips on YouTube now. YouTube.com/PatMcAfee Show. Like I said, at the Pod PMI, keep sending your questions in. We have a good bit for next episode, so keep doing that. At the Pod PMI on Instagram and Twitter. Shot Gang, The Zoo, Foxy's T-shirts, camo stuff. All on the store right now. Store.patmaffeyshow.com.
Get it.
Am I missing anything? No.
Good show.
Have a happy Monday. See you Wednesday.